Happy weekend, everybody, and welcome back to the podcast whose sole reason for existence is to remind you that this world is full of mystery, deep magic, and incredible miracles. And my guest this week, Julie Grimm, is kind of a cool magical mystery herself. I'm always trying to get scientists on the show because I find the intersection between science and the numinous, science and the mystery, science and the what's it all about to be absolutely fascinating. And Julie's fascinating herself. Besides for having a master's degree in biology, she's also a painter and has written and illustrated a children's book. And then she talks about her journey to where she is now, a professional guide and healer within the modern mystery school. All right, let's get into it. I just know you're going to want to hear Julie's stories of magic. And frankly, they reminded me, once again, that magic and miracle can appear when we least expect it.
One time watching a movie, not a spiritual movie, just a movie. One time driving down an ugly part of the highway with a gray sky. And then, you know, what can only be described as for me, what I would, the face of God through the sky. And I'm just crying and crying and crying on this highway to basically a physically ugly sky that I'm having, you know, the spiritual vision of the face of God, and just like, so beautiful, you know, and then an hour later it's gone and it's just a memory again. Oh goodness, where do I start? You know, that is what set me on this path, was that I had what I can only call a spiritual awakening, where, you know, it was like my crown chakra, which I thought chakras were metaphors. So I'm using all these words and people are like, yeah, that's a thing. That was not a thing for me. It wasn't like I was, you know, a metaphysical scholar. I was a scientist, an atheist. Okay. I was aware, I had done some yoga. I was aware that chakras existed, but this was like deep end of the pool. Okay. So my crown chakra opened, like literally light flew into my being. And then I saw this massive picture. Well, I connected. I felt that I was one with everything in the world. I dissolved my personal sense of boundaries and became one with the world and literally everything in the world. And I as well saw, I had this vision of humanity as like children playing in a sandbox. And we were building up all these structures. And I realized like, oh, it's just play. Oh, we're all just playing here and it's all just earthly stuff and it's going to get destroyed anyway. But like, why aren't we just having more fun with it all and being more creative? And then of course, you know, the epiphany moment was done, went back in, and I had been traveling through India, as I mentioned. So I went back, I moved, you know, a week or two later, I came back to Boston, got my first biotech job. And meanwhile, I'm looking around with these eyes that are seeing from a very different perspective, because it's like I had shifted my lens. So I'm seeing the same old, but from a vastly different lens. And it's like that sense of, oh, well, we're all one, but not here. And we're all one, but not here, and 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 not here. And I started to just feel, I mean, what an immense amount of pain, so much suffering, because I had this vision of unity and oneness, and then direct lived experience of absolutely no unity and no oneness. And that's what really set me on my path to begin with, was like, I have to make sense of this. Like, what is this all about? What within me? Because a lot of those blocks to the oneness were also, they were internal. So what within me needed to be let go of, dissolved, released, healed, forgiven, cleared up, and that, you know, we're still going. we're still going, girl. It's, we have not stopped. But it is very interesting because I've had other epiphany moments since then. That was about 12, 13 years ago. So since then, I've had other moments and they're always different and they're never expected. It's never when I expect it to happen. You know, it's not when I'm like in deep trance meditation. I mean, I get wonderful, guidance and things then, but you know, Jesus coming to you, I've had other, you know, masters of light. I've had Jesus come to me too. It's not while I'm in prayer and meditation. One time watching a movie, not a spiritual movie, just a movie. One time driving down an ugly part of the highway with a gray sky. And then, you know, what can only be described as for me, what I would, the face of God through the sky. And I'm just crying and crying and crying on this highway to basically a physically ugly sky that I'm having, you know, the spiritual vision of the face of God and just like, so beautiful, you know, and then an hour later it's gone and it's just a memory again. I was like, okay.
Those kind of moments of noetic experience are, again, one of those things where you say you cannot describe them to other people. They're just so far beyond. And unless someone has their own personal experience, it is literally impossible to explain those feelings and the experience, I guess you could say. I just am like, wait, why while driving? You know, I mean, that's so dangerous. I mean, she's trying to drive and she's crying and she needs to watch the road.
It wasn't heavy traffic, at least we'll say that. It wasn't heavy traffic, but.
Okay, good. Well, yeah. I think it really illuminates the idea, the concept, the reality that those energies that we can't define, they will show up at any time. You do not have to be in a church. You do not have to be in a mosque or a synagogue. You do not have to be doing meditation. They're always looking for an opportunity to connect, you know, and I kind of think of it as this, and it goes back to your work in biology, right? The membranes touching each other, you know, that membrane of that, you know, protects or, you know, kind of encapsulates or holds our dense reality is butting up against another membrane. And you could say, what is it? Another dimension? Is it, you know, another reality? Is it the multiverse, which is just millimeters away from ours? They're touching and there's an exchange, you know, hopefully it's optimal. Hopefully
yeah.
A good exchange, yeah. But I see it is so beautifully going back to the work that you did when you were getting your master's degree. And here you are again, you are at the edge, you're on the threshold. And you are uniting these two, you're kind of a bridge or you have permeated the beautiful reality of that world.
I got to hire you for this is, yep, 100%, you know, but I never thought of it in that way. So thank you. Yeah.
Me here wrapping up this conversation with Julie Grimm. So grateful to her for sharing her stories and opening up about what her journey looked like from scientist and still scientist to someone who traffics in the numinous. Please do dive into the episode show notes. You know, there's going to be a lot of incredible links in there so you can get to know Julie better and find out what kind of magic she's creating in the world. Thank you for listening, and here's my one request. Be like Julie. Understand that in this world, it doesn't have to be either or. It can be both and. You can traffic in science. You can discover things in the universe that interest you, whether it's math or dolphins or study the stars. And then a part of your heart can also be intrigued and captivated by the mystery of it all. you don't have to be either or. You can be both. You can understand that there's an underlying science to everything, that things can be mathematically understood, can be examined and comprehended, and then shared with others. But you can also live in the mystery and understand that some things are beyond our comprehension, and that that is also super captivating too. So be like Julie and live in both places. I mean, it's really brave, frankly, and we need more people like that. And you know what? I'm waiting here, along with a whole lot of other people, for you all to show up like that. So yeah, come join the club. Be into science, be into math, be in discovery, but then also jump into the mystery.